What I'm going to do in this final session that I'll be sharing with you is I'm going to share my testimony. And you say, well, why are you doing that at a biblical counselor's conference? Shouldn't you just be giving us the, you know, 5-6 methods to turn the whole world around? Well, you know, you're going to get a lot of that to help you. But the reason I'm sharing this testimony is twofold. One, I'm thankful for what the grace of God has done in my own life and has brought me to the perspective that I have on life and counseling and preaching and trying to mature people and let His grace relations. The second part of it is that I don't know about you, but I look in the Bible and I really learn from the stories of the people in the Bible. I can relate a lot to David, you know, I can relate to Moses. God has put these stories in the Bible to teach us lessons that helps us to picture them in a human form. He could have gave us the Bible like a encyclopedia. You know, just look up a word, look it up, look it at, you got it. But the Old Testament is filled with stories. A lot of the New Testament filled with stories. So I think that God has raised me up and has shaped my life to be a story to help, particularly in these times, especially with racial issues and things like that. So my desire is in sharing this that you would hopefully see some things in my life that God has done by His grace that will encourage you, maybe enlighten you, and hopefully empower you to depend upon the grace of God and be the man or woman that He wants you to be. So those who are online, welcome you. I welcome everyone here. I want to open with a word of prayer that God would redeem this time for us. Let's pray. Father, I want to pause and thank you. I just can't get over it that the God who created the heavens and the earth, this incredible universe, you created humanity as well. And God, I can't grasp the depths of what it means that as a human people, we sinned against you. And we deserve hell. But by your grace and out of your love, you sent Christ to die for us. And we repent of our sins and receive Him as our Savior. We're redeemed. And we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. And the Word of God we've been enlightened to. And we're empowered by the Spirit of God. And you made us a family, the family of God, that we might get involved in and labor in advancing the kingdom of God. What a privilege that is. So God, I pray, we're tired. We've been going through a lot of things, and I just pray that you might somehow through your Spirit awaken us and minister to us in a way that is transformative, and I thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen. Well, as I said in the other session, GRACE is an acronym that I put together, God's Reconciliation at Christ's Expense. Each one of those words is important. There is a God. He's not a figment of our imagination. It's not just some religion, but He is living. He is a God. He created the heavens and earth and all that's in here. He created all of humanity. And that God, God's reconciliation, He has chosen to reconcile us at Christ's expense. And when we try to put something in the place of Christ, that is a poor substitute. God has already reconciled us as believers. We have problems living that out because there's the devil, the world, and the flesh, and there's a battle going on. But you and I should minister from the standpoint of, hey, God is alive, He's working, He's been working throughout all eternity, and He's working now, and you as biblical counselors, you are part of His remnant right now, preaching His word, the gospel, trying to equip people and mature them in Christ. And by the grace of God, He's taking your feeble efforts, and He's doing miraculous things. And so you and I should lean on that. I like what Paul says in 1 Corinthians here, 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. That's why I like to talk about grace relations. In this session, I'm going to give an introduction, then I'm going to go over my salvation story, a little bit about my sanctification story, and then my service, all by the grace of God. Then we come to a conclusion. And I want you thinking about your salvation experience, your sanctification experience, and your service for the Lord. It should speak as much about the grace of God as my story or anybody else's story. God saved you by his grace. He indwells you by his spirit. He enlightens you to his word. He empowers you. And you are not some human being running around here trying to do the best you can in this fallen world. But you are a child of God. And you are special to God. And God ministers to you. And God ministers through you. And you and I need to get excited about that. On your papers, I mentioned here that we look at life viewed through biblical worldview. That is the creation. We all created in the image of God. Every human being was created in the image of God and thereby has value. Now, some people in the world has picked up on that, and some people professing Christians have picked up on that. And they say every human being has dignity. Every human being has been created in the image of God. So every human being has the right and the responsibility to be true to themselves and just live out whatever and whoever they feel themselves to be. Well, creation is only part of the story. There was the fall. And because of the fall, we're created in the image of God, but we're bent towards disobedience to God. And it's because of that fall that we can show compassion to everyone, but we cannot afford to compromise the truth of Christ to anyone. You and I speak of a biblical morality. There's a desire that God has. There's a way he wants us to live. We don't do that naturally. So we don't look within ourselves, decide who we are and what we want to do, but we look in God's word, the God who created us and has communicated us to the world. So when we're talking about this, we got to look through that lens of creation, the fall, and then redemption, because Jesus died. There's hope. Jesus didn't die to leave us in our sin. He didn't die just to say, oh, just be happy with yourself and you're broken. Sin is not our friend. It is a destroyer. It's a destructor. That's why Jesus died for it. And he redeemed us from it, not to leave us in it. And that's our message as biblical counselors. And one day there'll be restoration. This world is fallen, and it looks fallen, but there's coming a day when Jesus is coming back and it'll be like it's supposed to be. But until then, we got to live in it. So let me just thank God. 48 years of marriage to my wife, Sharon. We have 6 kids, 4 biological, 2 adopted. The one I told you about earlier, the quadriplegic, he was an adopted kid. We adopted 2 boys, and we got 2 girls and 4 boys. Funny thing about it, the 4 boys, 2 of them, one adopted one, has the same personality as one of our biological children. And the other one, the adopted one, got the same personality as another one I adopted. In fact, a couple of our kids looked so much alike until I was in the hospital with our quadriplegic son about a month ago, and one of the biological sons was there, and he was leaving, and the adopted son was going to come in. And so when the biological son left, and I'm sitting there in the hospital with a quadriplegic son, and the door opens, and I'm looking at this kid, and I'm saying, oh, what happened? You just left. You come back? It was our adopted son. They looked at it. Hey, they same height, looked just alike to me. So I'm like, well, in fact, they actually get a kick out of it because they said people be telling them that, oh yeah, you look just like your brother. You act just like him. He said, I'm adopted. But praise God. But anyway, God is going to have favors on us. Believers, we need to remember that we have been redeemed through Christ's death and resurrection. We've been indwelt and gifted by the Spirit of God. We've been enlightened through the Word of God and adopted into the family of God. And you and I live in this society that's broken, torn, all kinds of divisive stuff going on. I've talked about that before, but that is a challenge for us in trying to live in this world. And our goal for Grace Relations is that we are not seeking racial reconciliation. God's already reconciled.